This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's main paramilitary group said it had seized the presidential palace, the army chief's residence, and Khartoum International Airport on Saturday in an apparent attempt at a coup. The military, however, said it was fighting back. The Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, accused the army of attacking them first. The situation on the ground was unclear. The army said it was fighting the RSF at sites the paramilitary said they had taken. The army also said it had taken some RSF bases. A major confrontation between the RSF and the army could plunge Sudan into widespread conflict as it struggles with economic breakdown and tribal violence. It could also derail efforts to move toward elections. Energy and environment ministers of the Group of Seven wealthy nations have met in Japan, saying there's an urgent need to end carbon emissions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The meetings in the northern Japanese city of Sapporo are aimed at forging a consensus on the best way forward ahead of the G7 summit in Hiroshima in May. At one of the meetings, U.S. Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry said there are some benefits to finding a solution to climate change.
It's also an opportunity economically, a huge opportunity for our countries to achieve better health, better security, cleaner air.
At the G7 summit last year in Germany, the country set a common goal of achieving a fully or predominantly decarbonized electricity supply by 2035. I'm Karen Chamas.
The construction of a barbed wire fence along Finland's border with Russia, primarily meant to curb illegal migration, has broken ground near the southeastern town of Imatra.